comedy stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer. Once again, your genial host is none other than our good friend Frank Crummett. And on this transcribed program, in addition to his Broadway band, Frank presents a trio of Manhattan's loveliest ladies of harmony, the Curlicues. And as his special guest in still another return engagement, Broadway's comedy stars, elongated Slim Kirby and the girl with an idea, Helen Duval. But here's Frank Crummett in person to guide the future destinies of our show.
Thank you, Colonel Gallup, sir. Thanks, sir. And good people, with this sterling array of Broadway luminaries and satellites, and ooh, what a mouthful that is, the future of this little shindig looks indeed bright. First, the orchestra boys and our three little Curlicues join hands, musically speaking, of course, in a little number entitled Life Begins at Suite 16. Personally, I don't think it starts till after 40. Hit it, boys. There's a show on Broadway at the moment called Babes in Arms, and there's a song in that show called Way Out West on West End Avenue. If you're not using your ears for the moment, lend them to me and I'll show you how it goes. Get along, little taxi, you can keep the change. I'm riding home to my kitchen range, way out west on West End Avenue. Oh, I love to listen to the wagon wheels that bring the milk that your neighbor steals, way out west on West End Avenue. Keep all your mountains and your lone prairie so pretty. Give me the fountains that go wrong at Rodeo City. I will trade your famous deer and antelope for one tall beer and a cantaloupe. Way out west on West End Avenue. Yippee-yi-yay! Cute song, I called it.
Pardon me, Frank. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I might have the spotlight for just a moment.
Surely.
I have an interesting letter here that I'd like to read to our listeners.
An interesting letter is always welcome, Colonel Gallup, sir. We're all ears.
Mr. Henry Pierce of Stockton, California, sent in this letter, friends, and here's what he has to say.
I am sending you this letter to let you know how much I think of your famous Alka-Seltzer tablet. They have helped me out so many times that I can't begin to tell you. For example, this morning, I got up feeling terrible. I had one of those awful headaches coming on. Well, after going for some time with that awful feeling, I suddenly remembered that I had a package of Alka-Seltzer in my desk. Well, sir, I got out my package of Alka-Seltzer, fixed myself a glass, and drank it. And in no time, I felt like a new man.
Say, that is an interesting letter. It just goes to show that there's nothing like Alka-Seltzer.
It certainly does. And it also proves that it's a mighty good idea to keep a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets at the place where you work, as well as at home. If everybody would do this, then they'd always be prepared to get the kind of relief they want from everyday aches and pains in a hurry. And I just want to remind our listeners that all druggists have Alka-Seltzer tablets in 30 and 60 cent size packages.
That's a very good idea, Frank, and I know that they will all remember to get two packages of Alka-Seltzer the next time they pass their drugstore. But now on with our show. Next, encore for the Curlicues, who, aided by various members of a certain local musicians' union, inform us that you've got what it takes. Well, perhaps I have. Who knows?
You delightful, you delicious, apple of my eye. Nobody else will do, but cute, sweet, lovable you. You're terrific, you're colossal, here's the reason why. You got what it takes to make me love you. I get a thrill when I dream of you. Take it from me, you got what it takes, sweetheart. Your kissable lips are sweet as candy, filled with a warm, delightful brandy. Take it from me, you got what it takes, sweetheart. In every walk of the town, you are the talk of the town. You send a jingle up and down my spine. Your lovely vision excites, you got me counting the nights until the day that I can call you mine. Oh, give me the breaks, I can't endure it. How my heart aches, and you can cure it. You got what it takes, it takes what you've got to make me fall in love. Yes, make me fall in love.
What rhythm. And now it's indeed a pleasure to welcome back Broadway's tallest comedian with the tall joke, Slim Kirby, and the little girl with a little idea, if any, Helen Duvall.
Thank you, Frank, and howdy do, ladies and gentlemen, and hello, Helen. I always have to say hello to you so the folks will know you are with me.
Hello, Slimmy, honey child. How's y'all feeling? You sure look good, sugar pie.
Hey, Helen, wait a minute. Are you from the South, or have you been drinking out of a Dixie cup?
Both, Slim, but I didn't think I'd be saying hello to you so soon again.
Why not? Had you decided not to speak to me?
No, not that. But the last time I saw you, you were planning on going on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you said you were going to your hometown.
Did I say on the air that I was going to spend my vacation in my hometown?
Yes, that's what you said.
Well, we certainly have a lot of listeners in my hometown.
What makes you so sure of that?
They were all out of town when I arrived.
Well, it must have been very lonesome all by yourself.
Oh, I didn't stay there when I found out they'd gone.
Well, where did you go?
Oh, a swell place up in Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Mm.
That's very fashionable up there, isn't it?
I'll say it's fashionable. It's so swanky up there, they even put on riding breeches to pitch horseshoes.
I'll bet you look cute in riding breeches.
Well, I wouldn't know, Helen. With this shape of mine, they'd never get me in riding pants. I'd have to put on a few pounds so the horses wouldn't laugh.
What is your weight, Slim?
Well, the last time I was weighed, I weighed 160 pounds.
Stripped?
No, no. The drugstore was too crowded.
Well, the country is very nice, Slim, but I'd rather spend my vacation at a beach.
Well, we have a grand beach up there, and I'm sure you would enjoy it more than any other beach you could possibly find.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
What makes that particular beach so desirable?
I am there every day.
Oh, do tell.
I am telling. And I'm also telling that I am honorary lifeguard there.
Why, Slim, I didn't know that you were a good enough swimmer to be a lifeguard.
A swimmer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not. In fact, I can't swim at all.
You can't swim at all?
No.
Well, then how do you save people from drowning?
Helen, I look so funny in a bathing suit that when I'm on the beach, no one goes in the water.
Are you really that funny looking in a bathing suit, Slim?
Well, I don't exactly resemble Johnny Weissmuller.
No, I guess you wouldn't.
Yeah, I've decided to give up the seashore and just play golf all day.
Oh, do you play golf, Slim?
Oh, certainly. I'm well known in the golfing world.
Is that so?
Oh, yes, yes. I made a hole in one once.
A hole in one?
Yeah, I fell down a well. They knew where to find me.
Oh, they did? How?
My head stuck out.
Well, stick your head out of that collar a bit further and sing.
All right, I'll sing a song written about me. Ah, sweet mystery of life.
Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found the bee. Oh, I know at last the
Slim, your Adam's apple's moving.
Yeah, I know. I'm moving it.
All of the longing, seeking, striving, waiting, yearning, the burning hopes, the joy, the idle tears that fall.
Why do you move? apple when you sing, Slim?
To separate the words from the music.
For 'tis love and love alone the world is seeking. And 'tis love and love alone that can repay.
I can sing louder than that, Helen.
You can?
Yeah, but my eyes would pop out.
'Tis the answer, 'tis the end, and all of living. For it is love that rules the world.
Nice work, and thank you, Slim Kirby and Helen DeVal. That was great, really. Now next, the spotlight for our violin virtuoso, Bertrand Hirsch, who is featured with the orchestra in a perennial favorite from 42nd Street way up to Central Park, Whispering. So whisper away, boys.
Sometimes we are asked why it is that Alka-Seltzer brings such prompt, pleasant relief from everyday aches and pains. Well, there's a mighty good scientific reason. It is a well-known fact that most of us are frequently troubled with hyperacidity. Modern medical science tells us that so often our headaches, acid indigestion, upset stomach, distress after meals, and that miserable morning after feeling are caused by an excess acid condition. And when this is true, a glass of Alka-Seltzer will do wonders for you because, you see, it brings relief in two ways. Not only does the analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate, which it contains, bring quick relief from the pain and discomfort of everyday ailments, but because of its alkalizing properties, Alka-Seltzer also actually helps correct the cause of the trouble when associated with an excess acid condition. You owe it to yourself to try this modern, pleasant way of getting relief. And you can try it simply by asking any druggist to serve you a sparkling, refreshing glass of Alka-Seltzer at his soda fountain. And then, when you've seen how helpful it can be, I know you'll want to take home a 30 or 60 cent size package of these analgesic alkalizing tablets so you'll never be without the remarkable relief they have to offer. Be modern. Be wise, friends. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.
Well, George Kirby and Helen DeVal, come on up here to the microphone and say goodbye to the good people.
Oh, Slim, stick your head out of that collar again and say goodbye to the folks.
I can't, Helen. I just lost another pound and my trousers fell off.
Goodbye, folks. See you soon.
Yeah, and friends, this is Frank Crummett saying see you soon, and we hope you all will be looking for us.